Environment Canada has a target of 75% of fruits and vegetables to be distributed and sold in bulk and or in plastic-free packaging by 2026. The figure is 95% by 2028. The president of the Wellington Federation of Agriculture, Barclay Knapp, says plastic plays a key role in keeping food safe in Wellington County and across the country. He added there are a number of initiatives underway in the county, but even those trying to rectify the situation need plastic.
Wellington County, we do have a number of farm shares and market gardeners that do a great job, but how are they able to sell their product without bagging it at the local farmers market? That's going to be a very tricky question to come up with.
Knapp says a lot of items, including lettuce, could become seasonal if the shift were to occur. He added many in the county don't have easy access to a nearby store, and that this could force locals to get creative in producing food.
A lot of Wellington County does not have access to a grocery store that's 10 minutes away. In some places, it's a fair bit of a drive. For me, it's about 25 minutes. This may also be an opportunity for more people in Wellington County to start growing seasonal fresh produce and selling that locally as well.
He went on to say this packaging allows Canada to get things shipped in from other countries, namely oranges from Chile and several other fruits and veggies. Knapp explained whatever the answer may be, he hopes it isn't one that detracts from bountiful portions of local foods.
Hopefully we can do find a solution for this because, you know, as a producer of produce, I would love to see more Canadians and more people in Wellington County put more veggies and more fruits on their plate for sure. I don't want to see anything deter that.
Knapp says paper replacement options are more expensive and have higher rates of spoilage. He pointed out it might take a different mindset to fix this issue. That may not be a full ban of plastics, rather changing the way in which the material is used. Reporting for The Grand at 101, I'm Radley Gillespie-Wilson.